The Atlanta Braves are part of this year's World Series, but their name, imagery, and chant face growing backlash to be replaced with something not related to indigenous culture, as some other pro teams have done. But it's not just a pro sports issue. In Iowa, there are new efforts to change mascot names in public schools. In Mason City, the school board is discussing whether the high school's Mohawk nickname should be discontinued. Leanne Clausen DeMontes, a mother of indigenous children in the district, says while some say it's part of school tradition, it's not a reason to keep using it.
You think about the tradition of tens of thousands of years of indigenous peoples in North America or elsewhere. And then, you know, 95 or 100 years really just pales in comparison.
Coinciding with the local effort is a letter from the Meskwaki Nation, which calls upon 66 schools in Iowa to retire native-themed mascots. Aside from arguments about school traditions, others reluctant to change these names contend they were adopted to honor indigenous people. But groups such as the ACLU say all these nicknames do is perpetuate stereotypes. DeMontes says in many cases, it's likely these nicknames were first decided upon without the intention of creating harm. She says it speaks to a broader lack of awareness when it comes to other cultures.
For a lot of folks, it's just simply not having good information or not knowing how to ask the questions about the use of Native American names.
But she feels there's less hostility toward the movement to retire these names, citing the racial reckoning from the past year. And at the pro level, franchises such as the Major League Baseball team in Cleveland are making changes. In Iowa, the Marion School District recently retired its Indians nickname. I'm Mike Moen reporting. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.